This is Electric Sisterhood, podcast episode number 78. Noob Toss? That's on aisle 42.
Alright, this is Electric Sisterhood, home of the best girl gaming, tech gadget, and anime podcast. I'm Ninja Sista, and Pandalicious should be joining me any second now. But before we get into the fun stuff of the podcast like we normally do, I've got to hit you up with a little bit of business. So, you got to keep hitting us up on our website, www.electricsisterhood.com, or you can use our short address, which is esh.mobi. That's esh.mobi. The short address will bounce you to the long address. So, if you're a little drunk or, you know, can't quite remember Electric Sisterhood, that's okay. Use esh.mobi. It'll still get you to the same place. I definitely want to give a shout out to our podcast sponsor, Velocity Micro, makers of custom home, mobile, and gaming PCs. If you're in the market for a new PC and you need something that can run Vista Ultimate, which we all agree is the only version of Vista you should even attempt to run, check out the makers of custom machines at Velocity Micro and just tell them that the chicks from the Electric Sisterhood send you. You're not going to get a discount or anything, but you can at least, you know, give us a shout out while getting yourself hooked up with some bomb-ass machinery. That's VelocityMicro.com, or you can visit them and check out what they have to offer at your local Circuit City. So, it looks like Pandalicious is here. What do you got for the people this week, Panda?
So, yeah, I'm going to take the mic of 1,000 Truths, and it's just going to be a mic, because if I was going to change it to anything, it would totally give away the reason why I've decided to roll in the mud, so to speak. Now, down here in the hood, you know, when I talk about anime, I tend to talk about really exciting, you know, psychological thrillers, you know, really funny comedic shit. I mean, stuff that people really want to watch, you know, sometimes.
Like Wedding Peach? Oh, wait, no.
Shut up! I have. It's my guilty pleasure, okay?
Yeah.
I'm all about the love angels with sight. Anyway.
But sometimes those bitches would not last 5 minutes on the actual West Side.
No, they'd get capped in the face, and that'd be it. There'd be no more love in the world if it had been from Cali.
Yeah.
But, love you, Calians.
Calians? Anyway. Did you just call them Calians? Oh, my God, that's awesome.
Calians! But anyway, so because I'm usually very random with what it is that I'll bring to the table, I thought, why not bring something even more random? And not even just random, but just plain wrong. Wrong, 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 wrong. Wrong, wrong,
like,
wrong,
like
wrong.
Badong?
So wrong, like, so bad that it's wrong. It's badong. That's how wrong this series is. But I'm still bringing it to your attention because even though it might be wrong to me, it might be right for you.
Aw, aren't you so giving?
I am such a giver. Dump bumps.
Yeah.
Anyway, and it's called Colorful.
Now, oh, God, no.
I know what you people out in internet land are probably thinking. Colorful? But what about it is colorful? Is it actually, like, the animation style colorful? No.
No.
Is it exciting and bright, like a different type of story that's refreshing and colorful to the mind? No.
No.
In fact, it will make your IQ drop 15 points.
At the barest minimum.
Exactly. It's geared towards fan service.
Not geared towards fan service.
It is fan service. The whole, I mean, if you think back to, you know, like the 90s TV, where, you know, do you remember Liquid Television?
I used to love Liquid Television.
I bet you do. Huh.
Fuck you. You remember it too, bitch.
Yeah. Anyway. So for all those who remember MTV's, you know, little TV show, Liquid Television, it usually had very random spouts of animation. Some, you know, kind of weird. Some kind of mysteriously erotic. And then, like, Aeon Flux, which was kind of the basis for, you know, me and Ninja to be like, whoa, that's pretty cool.
Aeon Flux. Peter Chung's work is just amazing.
Yeah.
I was a massive, massive fan of Rain the Conqueror.
Mm-hmm, me too.
I preferred watching it on Cinemax as opposed to Adult Swim because they cut all of the good shit out so it could run on Adult Swim.
What the fuck? His mommy was being fucked by a snake.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway.
That one didn't make the Adult Swim cut.
No, and it never will.
No.
But, you know, so it was just very random and sometimes it was something a little, you know, racy in there. So, I mean, but it was innovative.
It really was.
Yes, this is not really at all like that. But,
no,
I mean,
it's not innovative at all. You can't even really compare Colorful to...
No. Well, there were some things that were kind of pointless in Liquid Television.
I mean, the only comparison that you can make is that they were both, as far as a thread from beginning to end, there was no...
cohesion.
Right.
There were all random stories that made
little
skits
that were broken together and chucked together in a half an hour for Liquid Television. But Colorful doesn't even run that
long. Yeah, but that's what I meant. How to pull them in. That their shorts just pulled together. However, the shorts in Liquid Television were all really different. You know, some would go from claymation to actual animation and some were still frames and some of them were, you know, where Colorful is all just animation.
Yeah.
And, you know, so, I mean, it's not exactly the same, but the premise is sort of
the base concept is the same. Random ideas thrown together at a wall.
And, I mean, when I first saw Colorful, like, at first I thought, okay, this should be pretty cool. I'm like, there's a lot of girls with no faces. In fact, you never really see faces. Or if you do, you just see lips. So I said, what the fuck is this? So, me being, you know, the trisexual who will try anything, I'm not bisexual, I don't mean actual sexual, but I will try just about anything.
Oh, watch, don't let mom hear that.
Watch, I know. Don't tell my mom. I watched about, I think, 4 or 5 episodes, thinking that maybe there was a storyline. I was sadly mistaken. It is pretty much, every episode is probably about 6 minutes long,
if that.
Guys either getting bloody noses because they're looking down at a puddle that happens to be reflecting up this girl's skirt, or it's a room full of high schoolers who are, like, learning English because they are still in Japanese high school, learning English, and watching the teacher's mouth make the L sound. Because apparently, the letter L is a very sensual letter.
Yeah. I mean, the thing that kills me about Colorful is, like, half of the time it's, like, literally 30-second flashes. So, basically, it Robot Chicken without the claymation.
Man, but Robot Chicken also, like, each skit was something different. Like, the world's best one-sided fights.
Yeah.
It might have been claymation, but at least each segment was something different. But I mean, Colorful was just like boobies,
pussy, boobies. Well, and the thing is, and it's not even pussy; it's just panties. And then, so for me,
I said
like,
boobies, not pussy.
I'm sorry, my bad. Anyway,
big boisterous boobies, and mind you, there's nothing wrong with boobies, and there's nothing wrong with fan shots, you know, of underwear. You can find it in Najika.
Yeah, I don't mind fan service.
I don't think I like an entire series where it's not even a series because all it is crotch shots.
Yeah, that's where Colorful lost me because I was like, okay, I can deal with a whole lot of fan service if there's like some kind of thread of a
purpose,
semblance of logic for me to follow. Okay, like,
I mean,
there's a reason, okay, in UFO Ultraman and Valkyrie, that I have to see Valkyrie naked because she's transforming and her shape is changing. And I guess because it's changing, she has to be naked. Because I guess it always bothered me when the Hulk made his transformation that for whatever reason, his like size 10 pants were able to stretch enough to cover.
Good point.
Okay, so I get at least it
makes
sense.
Would you want to see a giant green mutant penis?
What I'm saying to me is that kind of transformation, logically my brain goes, those clothes are going to rip and they're going to fall off. So when they don't, I'm kind of like, what the fuck? So at least with Ultra Maiden Valkyrie and things like Sailor Moon, in that moment during the transformation where you have to see the character naked because they're clothes.
Yeah, but in Sailor Moon, they were like etched out in like colorful, yes, kaleidoscopic images. So it's not like you saw a nipple.
Right, whereas in UFO Ultra Maiden Valkyrie, you do see nipples.
Yeah, but you don't see bush.
No, because they don't draw bush. They just draw nipples. But you see nipples.
Yeah.
And
nipples! Nipple powder in slutwear!
And then you have to slutwear. It's new this spring.
I'm wearing the fuku so that I can fuk you. That was good.
That was good. That's gold star. That's gold star right there.
Thank you. Anyway, so even though I know that this is probably like the worst kind of anime to watch, apparently there are masses out there that are willing to buy it. I don't even think
who buys colorful.
I don't know.
It's not even good.
But you know the thing is, like maybe there's some sad pathetic person out there. But I mean, I can't even actually
then
say
buy the porn.
Even though it's animated and yeah, it's like cleavage and yeah, it's like crotch shots, it's not even splooge material.
No.
Like, you can't get a boner off of any of this.
If you like, do, then goddamn, you could get a boner off of watching,
you
know,
could, like,
Saturday morning
watch
cartoons.
Someone make a glazed ham and get an erection.
Right. I mean,
mashed potatoes. Oh my god, I have a boner. Excuse me. It's like, what?
Well, you know, mashed potatoes. Actually, I kind of almost understand, but that's
no,
because my
I can't,
mind is warped.
I can't understand mashed potatoes.
I'll talk to you about it after the show, and then you'll be like, oh, I get it.
Oh.
You saw American Pie. Anyway, what I'm saying is.
No.
Anyway, what I'm saying is,
mashed potatoes. No.
What I'm trying to say is there isn't any there. All of the episodes are 6 minutes, if anything. There's no line. It's random, you know, shots of things that are supposed to be erotic but wind up not being. And basically, most of the time, I spent the time going more puzzled than even remotely intrigued. Or had any kind of sexual anything peaked.
Oh.
So I don't understand how, like, I mean, at least when I watch, like things like Helsing, or if I watch something, you know, like a Blood Plus, or even a Trinity Blood, there will be moments where I'll make an emotional connection. Sometimes it's sad, sometimes it's happy, sometimes it's happy in the pants, I'm not going to lie. But there's none of that with Colorful. So
no, because it's
awful.
Like, I just don't get it. I don't, maybe there's somebody out there who can shine some light. Actually, not even, just shroud it in the dark, because all the lights that go on in Colorful are either down a woman's shirt or up her skirt. And yeah, no.
Yeah, I guess, I don't know, I've never been able to understand or wrap my mind around what the upskirt thing, why that was so...
I don't know why, because awesome. Believe it or not, it is extremely hard to look up a girl's skirt, even through a puddle. Not that I'm saying I've tried this, but I mean, I've tried looking at, like, things through puddles, like a door, and I'm like, I can't see the door. I'm like... So the girl would have to be, like, standing left or right next to the puddle. And you'd have to be sitting at such an angle to, like, see up her skirt. You would have a better shot of just taking your cell phone open, walking by her, and taking the picture.
Well,
not that I'm telling people to do that.
To do upskirts, no, because it's illegal. But that's what Moblog, you know, was started for it. But the thing is, even if that's your bag... What's the big deal with panties? I mean, it's not like you're dealing with or cornering Lindsay Lohan or Britney Spears or Paris Hilton who, you know, maybe don't have on panties that day. I can understand trying to get an upskirt of them because most likely the twang twang is all out doing its thang underneath their skirts. But just general, like, walking down the street, chick, like, let me see your panties. I don't get it.
Not to mention the way that a lot of girls don't know how to wear underwear appropriately will wear low-rise jeans, but wear regular panties.
Why? Oh, Lord Jesus, why do they do that?
I don't know. Because last time I checked, low-rise meant they ride low.
Yes.
Which means anything that sits at regular length can be seen. And then they like to wear their little muffin top shirts that don't fit. Yes, I did say muffin tops. For all those who don't know, you do. You've seen it. You just don't know. And You know what? You know what's interesting? You don't see anyone in animes with muffin tops.
Well, no. Everyone's completely perfectly proportioned, or then super proportioned in one area, but never is there quadruboobie or muffin toppage or any of that going on.
Especially since muffin tops are so common here in the U.S., I would assume that eventually they'd start incorporating that like slightly, and even like the chubby girl in the group never really looks chubby.
No, she just looks thicker than the other girls.
Yeah. Like,
She's still proportional.
You know that in Sailor Moon, Lita was totally the big girl because they made her taller. And the fact that she's like, I can't wear your uniform because none of them will fit me. I think that was kind of their way of saying, yeah, Lita's going to be the fat one.
Yeah.
Or like in Peach Girl, because yes, I like girly animes. I have boobs and a vagina and I'm sensitive. So yes, I will watch.
Wait, I have boobs and a vagina and I'm sensitive, but shit is shit.
I like Peach Girl, so shut up. I don't care, okay? Like, I totally like, I don't care. But, I like High School Drama. I seriously do. High School Musical should have just been made High School Drama.
Oh my god. Not you too.
I'm not a big fan of High School Musical. I'm not.
Oh, thank god. I was worried about you there for a second. I was about to have to disown you.
I watched the second one. I said, this is crap.
You had to watch it to know that it was crap?
Because it was on the Disney Channel, and I was too tired.
That wasn't clue one?
I was too tired to get up, so I was like, everyone says
no, 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 honey. No, no, honey. You're never too tired to get up and change the Disney Channel. Never.
I like Disney Channel.
Oh, God.
Pandalicious likes the Disney Channel.
Pandalicious approved.
Exactly. But anyway, the things that aren't approved, colorful, not approved. Now, if you want something that Pandalicious loved, Tin Man.
Okay, don't say shit about it, because I haven't watched it yet. I've got it TiVo'd. I'm watching it tonight.
You're like lame sauce.
I TiVo'd it. Look, some of us fucking have to work.
Are before they become lame sauce. You're like the alternate noob.
Shut your fucking mouth. Some of us have to work god doggone day jobs.
Okay? It's all fucking TiVo, man.
I have it fucking TiVo'd. I'm watching it now. Tonight. Fuck you.
Noob sauce.
Fuck you.
Oh my god. Even our mom watched Tin Man.
She doesn't have a job.
Well, yeah, she sleeps a lot. She often sleeps through a lot of things, actually. But no, she watched it.
Well, good fucking to
her. Oh my god, you were totally like a noob. I can't believe that you're the one who told me about Tin Man.
Yeah, and I told you that I was going to be recording it because I was going to have to be at fucking work when it came on.
Oh, well, then you need to watch it because...
No shit.
It's fucking awesome.
And what's today? Today's day off day, right?
Believe it or not.
What?
If I had to compare that mini series to other TV made series, I would have to say it's probably my number two out of the three that I've watched.
Which one?
Because it was good, but
another series are you comparing it to? Don't give shit away. Especially don't talk about the ending. I haven't fucking seen it.
Okay. I'm comparing it to the Ten Kingdoms and Merlin.
Ten Kingdoms is better than Merlin.
Ten Kingdoms is better than Tin Man, but Tin Man is better than Merlin.
All right, well, see, that tells me everything I need to know. So I chose correctly as far as my entertainment for the evening.
Yes. Yes, you
No,
did.
I've seen a few more miniseries than you have. Don't
Yeah,
fucking
well, that's
say
because you since
shit.
you for more.
Don't go there.
I
Christmas is
said
coming.
Jack.
Be nice.
I love you.
Yeah, I love you too. And I've been kind of sad with the way that especially sci-fi miniseries of late have tended to go. I wasn't really impressed. Like, I really liked the miniseries, the pilot for the new Galactica series, but then I wasn't
Yeah,
really
I know,
happy
me too.
with the series
Battlestar
itself.
Galactica.
And then I didn't
Never
like the
watched
second Dune
Andromeda.
one.
I couldn't get
I
into
couldn't
Andromeda.
get behind Andromeda. I tried really hard. I was a huge Gene Roddenberry fan, but I was like, dude, I tried with Voyager. I tried with DS9, man. I was like, ugh, I can't do
You should have
it.
forced me to watch Deep Space Nine.
I know, and I was good with Deep Space Nine. I was okay for about the first two series, and then when all the shapeshifters showed up, and then there was the Dominion and the guys that had the feet of crack going through that you couldn't defeat them unless you pulled out the crack tube. I was just like,
Crack tube.
yeah, you remember the Dominion guys? They had the
They're
big
doing
tube going.
crack.
Well, they had this like liquid white crap
Oh
that
my
like had
God.
a tube going from their neck to like their shoulders. And it was just like basically like liquid crack. Like whenever they were on it, they were undefeatable. They were superhuman. Like even Worf couldn't kick one of their asses
Whoa.
on the liquid crack.
You
But you
couldn't
pull the
do
crack
that?
tube out and they were like, I'm
Oh, that's
frail.
lame.
Yeah. So after that, I was kind of like, are you shitting me? Really? But it was a whole race of people that were like devoted to the people who made the liquid crack, and that was like Odo's people. And
Lame.
at that point, I was just like, are you kidding me? And then, what do you call it? Avery there wound up being the Bajorans' like spiritual leader, like reborn. I was like, are you kidding me? Some black dude from Earth is not the Majoran, like,
It's
holy
all like,
leader. I'm like,
yeah,
that's it.
black
I'm
girls.
done. I was like, I gotta go. I got shit to
Wait,
read.
is that are those the people who were worshiping the crack people?
No, different people.
Right, because I was about to say, I'm like, yeah, because they haven't played the whole black loves crack thing too much.
No, not at all.
Surely I haven't played that. I haven't seen that file. That train was never late.
You're cracking me up.
I
So
know.
I've just kind of been disappointed with some of the sci-fi stuff of late. You know, I have very, very, very high hopes for the Star Trek movie. They're kind of a little bit dashed now that, you know, they've announced who's gonna play Spock's mom.
Who's playing Spock's mom?
Winona Ryder. I'm sorry.
Shut
Winona!
up! No.
Winona!
No.
I shit you
No.
not. I'm like, are you kidding me?
Oh.
Really? Pixie bitch? Oh, man. But
No.
I'm
As in,
hopeful.
wait, Winona, I steal things even though I'm rich, Ryder?
Yes. Winona as in Big Brown Beaver. Winona.
Oh,
Winona.
God.
I'm sorry. Winona.
That's
Yeah.
just
It's
wonderful.
scary. It's scary is what it is.
Anyway, getting off of this tangent.
No, I want to stay
Back,
on this
back,
tangent
back,
because
I have to get my rating, even though I think people already know what
I
it
think you
is.
pretty much have it figured out, but go ahead.
Colorful sucks balls in the worst way possible that gives you herpes. Do not even look at it in the stores. Don't look at it. Don't think about it. If you treasure your intelligence, you won't have any by looking at it. Like, don't even use the word in any paper that you have to write for a week, just to be safe. There are many other words that mean that word. In fact, I'm not even going to say that word
As a
anymore.
matter of fact, Pandalicious only endorses the use of the word colorful if you spell it the English way with a U in it.
That's right. So stay away. Stay away
What's your
because
rating?
it's like crap. It's like one. And that's only because I kind of get the opening song. Sort of.
Kind of, maybe.
Now, as long as I'm not looking at the images going with it, and I'm like in the kitchen frying my hand in like grease. Which sometimes happens. But yeah, one out of five. Don't even, you know what, if you like it, don't even email me to tell me you like it, because then you and me are going to have a problem. And that problem is going to be life. So yeah, that's
okay. All right. Well, thank you.
Welcome.
It was informative.
I thought so.
I'm going to go back to talking about sci-fi for a little bit, because it's actually going to play into what I actually want to talk about a little bit.
Awesome.
I don't know about you, but I've kind of been really disappointed of late in sci-fi stuff. The lack thereof, and the lack of quality sci-fi stuff.
Well, when Tin Man came, I was just like, okay, I'll check this out. And I'm like, oh, that's actually really cool.
Yeah, but that's not really nothing new under the sun. Tin Man, if you're not aware, is a miniseries that sci-fi did, a retelling of The Wizard of Oz.
With a sci-fi twist.
Right.
With Richard Dreyfuss.
Yeah, okay. So we've got that under the belt there. The problem is, I'm talking about, like, new sci-fi ideas. Like, when was the last, or what was the last, really, truly, like, science fiction series? Hell, I'll even give it sci-fi movie. Like, seriously, like sci-fi movie.
Hmm. Well, I mean, sci-fi movie? Yeah, I don't know.
Sci-fi movie.
I was watching Eureka a little bit ago.
Right. Eureka didn't last long, which sucked, because Eureka was actually good.
Good.
Eureka was really good. But, I mean, if you think about it, Resident Evil really doesn't, I mean, it probably technically would be science fiction, but it's not. It's a game-based.
Oh, God, and they need to stop with that.
Well, I think this is the last one.
Farther away from the plot of the original thing.
Well, they're just trying to think of other ways that they can make Mila Jovovich look cool, which there are like a million and one ways you can make Mila Jovovich look cool.
Yeah, she doesn't need to be in Resident Evil.
She pretty much.
Didn't they go full Shanti for the last one?
Yeah, but I think she dies in it, so that makes me happy. But I think pretty much if you want Mila Jovovich to look cool in the movie, you can put her in a corner, put Band-Aids on her and have her read the dictionary, and that movie would be a blockbuster.
She would still be hot.
Okay, that would be a summer blockbuster right there. Mila Jovovich in The Alphabet.
In The Alphabet. Oh, my God. That'd be, like, a really cool sci-fi thriller if, like, you were in this room and you had all these doors that had letters on them, but some of them led to certain doom, but some of them didn't. Kind of like The Cube, only with letters.
See, again, no new ideas under the sun, which The Cube fucking sucked. What the hell was that? But anyway, if you think about it, like, as far as movies and series go, the last, like, had never been done before sci-fi movie that I can think of was Hitchhiker's Guide.
That was awesome, though.
I disagree.
I liked the movie.
I hated the movie.
I never read the book.
Oh, dumbass! Book
why
much
I don't
better.
Like, that why
that's
I like
why movie. You liked the movie. If you read the book, you were like, what the fuck?
Well, no, because I've been reading since I talk about it often. Like, people have been having me read, like, excerpts from the book, like, about the whale.
No, read the book.
I felt bad about the whale. He figured out his existence only to die. Which...
Read the book. This is what I'm saying. That's why it's just like, what? That's way too cutesy. It's not right. It's the reason why they had to wait for him to die before they could do the movie. Because there's no way you can do Hitchhikers right in a movie. Still, to this day. But anyway, that's my two cents. There just hasn't been anything new or unique. You know, I'm not real big into the survival horror movies and, you know, the twisted torture things.
Saw 1-4.
Yeah, no. I like things that challenge my brain. Watching somebody walk into a room with a chainsaw, my brain's not really tortured in figuring out that somebody's about to get fucked up.
Oh, I know. Like, I was watching the Sci-Fi Channel, even though I've already seen the whole series, like, if a man comes on, I'm like, fuck yes.
Don't describe it, but please continue.
I won't. But I was watching it, and then it ended. And then, like, sometimes they put on, like, a little short on the series. And so I'm sitting there, and I'm working on my, you know, EDU paper. And, like, it's this short called Dark Ride, which I don't know if you've heard anything about. But I was like, I'll just let it play, and then I'll go to bed. And these two twins with, like, long brown curly hair and, like, schoolgirl uniforms, like, skip school to go to on this ride. And the, like, more outgoing, you know, twin is bashing the really scared one. Because, mind you, it's like that old, dirty, carny type of festival that they make look really outdated to make it look freaky. So you're kind of like, that doesn't look like a carnival that I go to.
Right.
You know, and they go into this ride, and halfway through, you know, when the bitchy twin is nagging at the quiet twin, this pair of hands comes out of nowhere and grabs her. So, of course, it catches my attention because anything that moves extremely fast, I catch. So I'm like, that's fucked up.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay. Typing. You know, and then the quiet twin is crying. Now, no offense, in real life, if someone got snatched up from a ride that I was in, I would not continue to sit in the ride. My black ass would get up and run.
Yeah.
R-U-N.
R-U-N-N-O-F-T.
You know? Like, hello? You know, and, like, the end, and at the end of the ride, it stops, and, like, there's this, like, really messed up mannequin dressed up like a insane, like, scientist, and he's holding this, like, robe underneath this, like, specimen. And all of a sudden, he lifts it, and it's her sister, and her whole insides have been pulled to the outside. So, she's dead.
Fucking so, ew.
Yeah. And they show it. So, of course, it's, like, at, like, 11 o'clock at night, and I'm like, like, little kids could still be fucking awake, you know, and, like, watching this. So, of course, I feel like I'm gonna gag. And then all of a sudden, the mannequin starts to move, and not like a mannequin should move, and takes the other twin. And then all these news clips start showing up about how these twins were murdered in Dark Ride, and there was a serial killer masking as part of the show. And then they found all these other bodies that were actually real people's bodies in the ride. So I'm like, that doesn't sound very sci-fi-ish to me, unless you know the slasher was an alien.
Right.
Maybe. So I don't know why they were pulling in the slasherist aspect.
Because that's what they can actually get, you know, people your age and younger to pay attention to and pay to see in the movie. Okay. Nobody's making films like Hitchcock right now that people are going to see in the theater. I mean, when was the last time that you saw anything that was really a good quality that really was a shocker for your brain? I mean, the number 23. And who went to see that?
I didn't get to see that. I wanted
to. Right, because four people went to see it.
Was it good? Did you see it?
It's not that it's not good. It wasn't my thing. I mean, but it was well put together, but it just wasn't my bag. But nobody went to see it because there wasn't anybody getting a nail driven through their head and coming out of their ear. And
yeah, but
you know,
fucking Jim Carrey goes insane because he's obsessed with the number 23.
Yeah. And evidently that wasn't enough, you know, because it was a thinker and not a slasher. You know, slasher stuff is taking over everything. And I don't like that. I like there to be some thought. I like there to be some substance. You know, Hostel didn't do it for me.
No, I didn't even see Hostel, but my friend who wants to go into forensics was like, I didn't even flinch during that movie. I thought it was really funny. I'm like, you
have problems. Freaking. You need help.
I'm like, you would do really well in forensics if you can watch someone take a hot, like...
I didn't need to see any of the new The Hills Have Eyes movies because I saw the original one, and it fucked me over as a child.
Oh, I
it's the reason why
shit.
I don't watch shit like that anymore.
That's why I don't walk on hills. Duh.
Panda's like, if it ain't a plateau, fuck it.
It's like, that's what I have a car for.
Better keep that son of a bitch gassed up.
That's right. I don't even fuck around.
You know, and so I...
Or any of those African-American, like, horror movies that, like, Marcus Houston and Omarion do.
Oh, no. Let's not even talk about the ghetto distribution.
Okay,
films,
we won't. We won't.
All right.
In the hood.
Oh, don't even get started. Snoop needs to stop smoking all that weed. But anyway, the reason why I was on the sci-fi tip and I wanted to stay there is because I actually been playing a game on my DS that I got in, and it's from Vivendi.
Okay.
Vivendi and Sierra, actually. The first time I actually played this game was on my Xbox 360. So now that I can actually have it in my pocket on the go is like the sweet source.
I have one hand in my pocket and the other one's grabbing my DS Lite.
Oh, that's so good for you. That's 2 gold stars today. One more and you'll have a full set.
Woohoo, I'm going to ding soon.
Gotta catch them all. So I'm talking about Geometry Wars Galaxies. Are you familiar with the Geometry Wars games?
No.
Okay. So basically what Geometry Wars is it's kind of like Asteroids, but on crack.
Oh, God, there's that crack reference
okay,
again.
Okay, all right, let me change it. It's like Asteroids, but on meth.
Okay.
Basically what happens is you're a little ship, and you're kind of like in a claw shape. You look like a C. And there are all these geometric shapes that come at you that are actually other enemy ships.
Uh-huh. Like squares and triangles and circles.
Yep. And like pinwheels and like biohazard signs and things like that. And you have to blow them up with your ship. You can fire in any direction. So you can basically sit in a circle and just spin and just keep firing. And because everything comes at you in hordes. And the longer you stay on the screen, the more that things come at you in hordes. Now, where Geometry Wars is different is that you don't have full range of going across the entire screen. You actually get locked in a rectangle in the middle of the screen, and so you can watch all the enemies from outside the rectangle start coming in, and you kind of have to move around. You can't make contact with another shape, or your ship blows up. Where Galaxies is a little bit different than the version that I played on the Xbox, is that in Galaxies, you actually have a little helper drone, mm-hmm. which as you go from planet to planet and increase your stats, you can actually have the helper drone do different things. So when you start, you can have your helper drone pretty much just set to help you attack. So it can actually help you blow shit up.
Blow that fucker up.
Yeah, until it gets hit by ships and then it's gone. Then you're just on your own until you blow up and then respawn. But as you go across, you can have the helper drone do other things, like try to draw away fire or act as a shield or go on a, you know, a weird, like, I don't want to say kamikaze run, but pretty much like act like a lead blocker for you as you move around, that kind of stuff. You gain attack ability, so you can actually fire different things. You can drop a bomb that'll clear out all the enemies on the screen, so if you're getting close to being overwhelmed by the enemy and you only have one ship left, you can kind of use this bomb to blow them all the fuck. For all the ships that you destroy, you get points, and so the more points you get, the more armament stuff that you can get for your ship. But it seems really, really simple looking, but it is just the most amount of fun because different things attack different ways. So, like, different shapes move faster or they move in different patterns. So you kind of have to learn what's going to be in what shape. So what you need to take care of right away and what you can just, you know, evade for a while. Right.
Yeah.
And so it really does tack your brain. What's really nice about Galaxies is that you can play the previous versions of the Galaxy, of the Geometry Wars game. So you can actually play Geometry Wars Retro Evolved and the Retro game, which is really cool. The game is designed by Bizarre Creations, and initially it was actually part of Project Gotham 2 for the Xbox. You actually could get to it from the from the garage in the game, which is really neat. So, like, in between, you know, fixing up your fucking car and buying new cars, you could actually just play this as kind of like a side game. I think that it was the predecessor to Boom Boom Rocket, which is another thing that Bizarre does.
Boom Boom Rocket!
Yeah,
fire!
Yeah, well, basically what you do in Boom Boom Rocket is you have to, like, set off fireworks and create, like, awe-inspiring displays.
You are an arsonist. Set things on fire.
Do what you want, because an arson is free. You are an arsonist.
We do not condone arsonists.
Or pirates. Only
pirates
ninjas.
Are fucking awesome.
Fuck pirates.
I do.
Ninjas are better. Ninjas do it in the dark.
So do pirates.
No, not really. Pirates do it with scurvy.
Pirates do it all day long.
No, they don't.
On the high seas.
No, they don't.
Yar!
Pirates do it with syphilis all the time. That's why they eat all the oranges. That's anyway.
Are evil.
Pirates are evil.
No, I agree with you. I heart pirates.
Yeah, I'm sure you do. Anywho, fuck what I'm you. Saying is, no, fuck you.
No, fuck you.
No, really, fuck you.
No, really, I insist, fuck you.
No. I would only be so happy in saying fuck you.
Gay I would.
I really, no, you don't.
Yes, I do.
I really like that Galaxies actually has a PC version. It has a Wii version, and it also has a DS Lite version. So I've been playing it on my DS Lite, and you can actually play against other people with the DS Lite version, which I haven't been able to do yet because I don't know anybody else who has a DS near me that we could do it. But in the Wii version, it also does have online play.
Okay.
So you could actually... Yeah, seriously. So you can, you can play it online.
Really. I'm supposed to go, oh, really? And it's supposed to go, yeah, really.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't catch up on that. I was too busy talking.
You are so deep in the noob sauce tonight, man.
I'm not in the noob.
You're being basted in the noob sauce.
I am not being basted in noob sauce.
You totally are.
No.
It's like Ninja Sister with noob sauce.
Now with a hint of noob sauce?
And a little
I think
bit
not.
Of like bean sprouts. Like you're being
fuck you, bean sprouts. I don't think so. Anyway, what I'm saying is, if you want a nice game that actually looks really cool, the Wii version supports widescreen and 480p progressive, which is nice when you have a big bum-ass TV like I do. So
yeah, rub that in.
Do you want me to do it counterclockwise or clockwise?
You
all
suck.
I'll go counterclockwise. There. How do you like that? Is that better?
No.
Okay. I didn't mean to use my nail. Anyway, it's really fun. It's a nice diversion from playing games that I will not name because
yeah,
it just will have a spat.
Yeah. Okay, stop. Or I'll ruin Tin Man for you. That's right. I'll do it.
So if you have a DS Lite and you're going to be mobile, Geometry Wars Galaxies is definitely a fun one to have in your pocket. It's not going to be as challenging as, say, like a Brain Age Academy or things like that, but it's just balls out fun. And if you're into or remember playing Asteroids or any kind of classic arcade games, it's going to make you think of that. And just for that alone, I'm going to give it a 3.5 out of 5. If I was better at it, it would probably get a 4. I'm not going to lie. But it's really fun. It's not expensive at all. And you'll have a good time with it. So pick it up for the DS. As far as the Wii version, I don't know about that yet. Pandalicious is actually going to review it. So see, now I actually have it in audio form that you're responsible for doing it. So if you don't, I can just dog you for the rest of your podcast life. So look for the Wii review of Geometry Wars Galaxies coming from Pandalicious in the very near future, we hope.
Maybe. No, I'm just kidding, of course.
So with that said, that's my stuff. I want to give a shout out one more time to Velocity Micro, makers of custom mobile, home, and gaming PCs. If you're in the need for a bum-ass machine that can run graphics card in dual SLI mode, if you know what that means, Velocity Micro are the people that you need to talk to. You can get your custom machine. You want a 20-inch monitor? Fine, do it. You want a 17-inch laptop? Bam, you got it. You want AV in on your laptop? Boom, you can have it. It's all custom, even the paint job. So check out Velocity Micro at velocitymicro.com or visit your local Circuit City to take a look at a couple of the machines that they have on the floor. Then hit the website and build yourself a custom one. Tell them that the chicks from the sisterhood sent you. We'd appreciate it. You also need to keep hitting us up on the website, www.electricsisterhood.com, or you can use the short address, which is...
ESH.mobi.
That's...
ESH.mobi.
The short address will bounce you to the long one, so if you're too drunk to remember electricsisterhood.com and you need to be...
Often.
Yeah, I can't lie. As long as you're over 21, it doesn't matter. Don't drink and drive. Use the short address to get to the long address. Check out our stuff. Comment on it. Write us about things that you'd like us to talk about or ideas that you have or just some thoughts that you want to share with us. And don't forget, we are still looking for people to submit their names for their rock band. Click on the Hit Us Up link. Use the subject rock band title. Awesome. And then tell us what the name of your rock band is. Best band name, the one that just makes us nearly pee ourselves with laughter.
We're going to make... just for awesome and awesome rockness.
True. True that. Very, very true. Best band name, we're going to actually immortalize in design on one of our shirts on Cafe Press. The originator of the name will get a free copy of the shirt. Everybody else gets to buy a copy.
I got an idea for one. The Flaming Roids.
I don't even know what to say. Because if you do the Flaming Roids, you know that then you also have to give a shirt to Preparation H.
The Preparation H Project.
No, the Preparation H Experience.
Oh my god.
Don't get it twisted.
Or Dwayne Johnson. That'd be kind of cool.
Alright.
What?
I'm going to call this podcast toast.
Okay, it's toast.
All right, what are you doing with your toast?
I'm going to put panties on it and put it next to and put it next to a puddle and like videotape myself getting a nosebleed and put it on YouTube.
Okay.
And I'm going to call it Colorful, the pilot episode.
Oh my god, that would be awesome. Too bad you won't actually do it.
I know, because I don't show my face.
I know.
Maybe I'll put I'll get a picture of like a panda face.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
And put it over my face and just put blood down its nose.
Oh, that'd be funny. Oh,
I could do that because then it wouldn't show what I look like.
Oh my god.
What are you doing with your toast?
I'm gonna take my toast actually, and I'm gonna spray paint. I'm gonna take 5 pieces of it. I'm gonna spray paint 1 red, 1 yellow, 1 blue, 1 green, 1 orange, and I'm going to immortalize a certain game in toast on my wall.
Noob.
Fuck you.
You're a noob.
You wish, because that would just make you lead, but you're not.
I am totally lead, even if you're
suck
not
it,
a noob.
You are in my shadow when it comes to
geek.
The geek.
I am geek to geek. I am geek fucking chic.
And who...
Fuck, motherfucker!
And who made you that way, bitch?
Me.
Who introduced you to the life geek?
Me.
Excuse me?
Squeeze!
Thank you very much. As always, I'm Ninja Sister.
And I'm Pandalicious.
Bye, guys.
Later. Yay.